Okay, so we are officially 10 for 10, okay, with an asterisk, okay, with an asterisk, because, you know, Doom Genius number 7 wants to be called Little Dipshit number 1, okay, but it's 10 for 10, and let's see what Doom Genius number 10's question happens to be. Okay. Dumb Genius number 10's question is, I really, really like all of your ideas and examples. Can we copy them? Whoa. Especially the classroom examples. Whoa. Oh, hang on one second. There's some more here. And can you also give us another example, another example of the business base versus agenda base? Whoa, another one of those? I guess those are really popular, I guess. But first of all, you don't want, Dumb Genius number 10, you don't want to copy any of the stuff, okay? If you scroll down, all the way down to the bottom of the website, you'll see it's got a copyright, okay? So you can just go ahead and enjoy all the content, all the audio and visualiciousness, but you don't want to copy it, okay? Don't copy or steal any of the stuff, okay? Because if you do, we might have to get those calculators up and running again. Whoa! Well, speaking of those calculators, I haven't had a chance to run out there. To try to, you know, try to get some more of those delicious calculators. But like I said, don't copy any of the ideas or any of the examples whether it's in the audio-licious stuff or in the visual-licious stuff. Just go ahead and enjoy the content. But don't copy it, okay? Because that's, yeah, don't do it. Hang on one second, okay? Now, you're asking for another example of the business-based versus agenda-based. I think I gave you all a few of those already, haven't I? Anyways, let's see what we're doing with time. Because usually when I give an example, especially the classroom ones, those are really popular. I end up spending like 10, 15, 20 minutes here. I don't know if I want to do that right now. Make sure I got enough batteries here to do this one, if I want to do this one. Hang on one second. Okay, I guess we can do one. Let's see. Okay, let's do another classroom example one, I guess, okay? Let's say, well, Dumb Genius number 10, I don't know what your identity is, but let's just say, for example, you're a cool kid, okay? Let's just say Dumb Genius number 10, you're a cool kid, okay? And so one day, you and a bunch of, well, not a bunch, maybe just one or two. Let's say two. Let's say you and your buddies, your other cool kid friends. Let's give them names, okay? Let's give them names. Let's say you and your cool kid friend number one is, let's call it cool kid friend number one, Chippy. Let's go with Chippy. Chippy, okay? And your other friend is, your other cool kid friend is, Cakes. Well, yeah, that's a good combination, Cakes and Chippy. those are your two cool kid friends, okay? And you, let's see, what should we call you? How about we call you Tangy? We'll call you Tangy, okay? That's a pretty, yeah, there's a nice ring to that, right? Tangy. Okay, so you're Tangy, and your other two cool kid friends are Chippy and Cakes, okay? So one day, let's say you guys are in class, and there's this brand new, let's say there's a brand new video game out in the store right now. It's the most popular thing out there. Everybody's playing it, okay? Everybody's playing it. And so you got to get your hands on this, okay? You got to get your hands on this. And so you got to muster up somehow, you know, to get the money to try to, you know, to try to get this thing, right? Okay, so between you and your two buddies, your two kooky friends, Chippy and Cakes, let's say, you guys huddle and you say, okay, we're going to, and I don't want to do lemonade. Let's say you're going to ditch. You're going to ditch school on Friday and you're going to bake monster cookies. Yeah, let's go with monster cookies. You're going to ditch school on Friday. You, Chippy, and Cakes, you're going to ditch school on Friday and you're going to bake some monster cookies and you're going to try to sell those to try to get enough money to buy that video game, okay? Because it's the most popular thing out there right now. Everybody's playing it, okay? And so you huddle and so... comes Friday, sure enough, the three of you are ditching, okay, and, yeah, you're gonna meet up at, I don't know, let's see, you're gonna meet up at, let's say, Chippy's house, you're gonna meet up at Chippy's house, okay, you're gonna meet up at Chippy's house because Chippy's parents are out of town, okay, so that's where you're gonna bake your monster cookies, okay, so you meet up on Friday, early in the morning, okay, you meet up early in the morning, I guess, yeah, we can leave it. Yeah, at Chippy's house. So you meet up at Chippy's house, okay? And you're baking these, you meet up at Chippy's house, and you guys are baking these monster cookies, okay? And you're gonna try to sell them. You're gonna try to sell these monster cookies at lunchtime, okay? At lunchtime. So you bake these cookies, and once the cookies are done, not now, the next step is to try to create a sales pitch, right? You're going to do a sales pitch, okay? So you're going to write a sign with a bunch of words on there, okay? And so on the sign, the three of you huddle, and you come up with the idea that you're not going to sell these cookies to adults. That's right. Because adults are mean. They're mean and they suck at video games. So we're not going to sell them. To adults, okay? I guess that's a brilliant idea, right? Because you're dumb geniuses, right? And you're cool kids, okay? So let's say, so you're not going to sell it. At the top of your agenda, you are not going to sell these cookies, these monster cookies, to adults, okay? Because like I said, they suck at video games and they're mean, okay? Okay? Anyways, so you say, you go... So the sign says, I guess, well, let's call these cookies Monster Snaps. Yeah, that's all right. Let's call these cookies Monster Snap Cookies, okay? So your sign says, come have a monster. Hang on one second.